Friday, January 10th. The Gospel from Luke chapter 5, verses 12 through 16. It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do will it, be made clean." And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but, "Go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments, but he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. Haydock Commentary. By falling prostrate, the man showed his humility and modesty, that all men might learn to be ashamed of the stains of their lives. But this, his bashfulness, did not prevent him from confessing his misery. He exposed his wound, he solicits a cure. He did not doubt the goodness of the Lord, but in consideration of his own unworthiness, he durst not presume. That confession is full of religion and faith, which places its trust in the will of God. The law forbade lepers to be touched, but he who is the Lord of the law dispenses with it. He touches the leper, not because he could not cleanse him without it, but in order to show that he was not subject to the law, nor to fear any infection. At the touch of Christ, leprosy is dispelled, which before communicated contagion to all that touched it. Because men in sickness generally turn their thoughts towards God, but when they recover forget him, the leper is commanded to think of God and return him thanks. Therefore he is sent to the priest to make his offering, see Leviticus 14:4, that committing himself to the examination of the priest, he might be accounted among the clean. By this our Savior would testify to the priest that this man was healed not by the ordination of the law, but by the power of grace, which is above the law. He likewise shows that he did not come to destroy, but to fulfill the law. Jesus Christ seems here to approve of the legal sacrifices which the church does not receive, and this he did because he had not yet established that most holy of all holy sacrifices, the sacrifice of his own body. The figurative sacrifices were not to be abrogated before that which they prefigured was established by the preaching of the apostles and the faith of Christian believers. By this leper is represented the whole human race, which was covered with a spiritual leprosy and languishing in the corruption of sin. Therefore he stretched forth his hand, that is, he clothed himself with our human nature, that we might be cleansed from our former errors, and might offer in return for this favor our bodies, a living sacrifice to God. Christ did not need to withdraw to deserted places, since being God he was free from every stain, and likewise present in every place. But by this his conduct he wished to teach us the time most proper both for our active employments and for the more sublime duties of prayer and contemplation. He withdrew after his great prodigies to avoid the praise of the multitude, and to pray assiduously and with fresh instance for the salvation of man.